What the f- how the f- do you have this?
It was on eBay.
What? Yes. Oh my God, dude.
It was on eBay. Welcome, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Floycast,
the biggest podcast in Optic Gaming.
Yeah, why haven't we been nominated for any awards? Streamies, streamer awards, Grammys?
There's podcast awards, right?
What?
There's podcast awards, right?
If there's not, we should start it.
And just nominate ourselves?
Yeah, just nominate ourselves. Call them.
You know what surprised me?
What?
People might not think, like I looked at, it just randomly popped up, but like our Flycast with Dead Zone, and it was at like 30K views. Yeah. I was just like people might look at that, like that's not good, but I was like,
30K.
Why? I was like, why are there 30,000 people? Why are there 30,000 people fucking watching
this?
Dude,
starting your own podcast is like the scariest shit. Cause like every once in a while, I'm like I overthink and shit. So like I'm sitting there.
Every once in a while?
Yeah, every night.
It's rare.
Yeah, it's rare every
day.
But I'm just I'll sit there and I'm be like, what am I doing? Like, why did I start this around the bar shit? Why am I putting
you
so much
that around the bar?
I love it. No, it's my favorite
thing.
Do
you love podcasting?
No.
I think Hex does, and that might be the only person who actually.
I like talking to people.
I think you like what you're doing with the Around the Bar.
I really like that. I really like Around the Bar. But that's just because I'm talking to people that I don't usually talk to.
Yeah.
And like asking, like the one with Asai is super dope because he.
The one with who?
Asai, I just did one. And he's been streaming and making content for 10 years in Guitar Hero. So that was super interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you find these people? You had like a pro paintballer.
Yeah. I have a lot of like niche little like interests. And when I find a niche interest, I like try to find who's crushing it in that scene.
Like, did you fly the, do you fly them out?
Yeah. Well, for the first 10 episodes.
Like, sure.
Yeah.
Do they like not really know you either?
No. Everybody I've had so far has known
they
who
like know
I,
Optic
they know.
And, okay,
yeah, they
okay.
know me or like we've linked up before or something like that. So I haven't had like complete strangers on yet. Which hopefully I hope I do eventually get to that point, but but like having Mike on talking about battle rap, I'm having Thesaurus and Ilmac are both flying.
No way.
Yeah. Both flying
oh
here
my
to be
God.
To do it. We just got to figure out a time because
they're fucking sick.
They're both battling this month. So yeah, like that shit is super fun.
Yeah.
But then when I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn, like, cause podcasts start slow. Remember like when we upload vlogs and like if it doesn't have 10K in the first hour,
yeah,
you're
dead.
Like, oh shit. Yeah. Dude, these pods will get like 650 views in the first hour. And I'm like, dude.
And you're afraid you're going to check back tomorrow and it'll be at like
1.2 or something. But like the Nick Falco episode, which is the highest viewed episode, the first hour it had 600 views. And I was like, dude. But like you can't think that way because it's not a vlog. It's not a video. It's a podcast. So people are going to watch it on the way to work.
No matter if it's a year from now.
Exactly. And now the Nick Falco episode's at like 120,000 or something like that. Like it's up there. So yeah, it's one of those where the Noisy Butters episode got 36,000. It's doing all right. It's doing all right. It's a lot of fun.
Do you get nervous?
I was nervous.
Or do you do enough prep to where you're like, regardless of how. Because some people, you don't really know them. You don't know if it'll be like. Like, I would get nervous not being. Or being afraid that they. Like, some people know it's a podcast and they sort of turn it on. I'd be afraid if someone, like, didn't turn it on.
Yeah. You know luckily, everyone I've had on.
They get it.
I was nervous for Walshy because I didn't know, but he was. I mean, he's a pro. He's been doing this shit.
I thought you, like, kind of known him.
I know. I mean, I used to hang out with him whenever I was shooting with you guys. He's the one who taught me Buffalo.
Are you, how did that go again?
Are you part of the Buffalo
Some
Club?
Stupid, but I hate it. I forget how it went.
It's like
though.
Him and Strong Side. It's a drink.
If you have it in your non-dominant hand or something,
it's a drinking game where if you have your drink in your dominant hand, and they say Buffalo, you have to chug the whole drink. So you have to keep it in your non-dominant hand. And Strong Side comes up to me. I mean, this is fucking 8 years ago now. And he's like, "If you Buffalo, you're Buffalo for life." And I was like, "I'm in." And
then you did it for a weekend.
And I did it for a week and totally forgot about it until I just did the podcast with Walshy.
So you don't really get nervous? Like if I not for me, well, it depends.
These are all like my
it's Ilmac and Thesaurus.
I might get nervous for that one. See, but these
that's
these are like
I watch all of these. But
I'm definitely
watching the Ilmac.
See, these are all
one.
Like my buddies though. Yeah. Like everyone I've had on so far, yeah, they're all like my buddies. But the yard guys like Nick Falco and Aiden, like they knew we were like mutual friends, but like when I met Aiden, that was the first time I'd ever met him. And so that was the first time, I think that's the first time that's happened in around the bar. I had met everybody else before. But yeah, I had Nick on and then I'm going to have Slime on too from the yard. So
what's the yard?
It's a podcast, and it's a podcast, Ludwig's podcast.
Oh, that's what they're.
Yeah, it's like Ludwig and his three friends, and then I mean they have like 100,000 patrons on Patreon.
Remember, didn't we say that like once? Like 30, we should start a Patreon and do.
Dude, I had a whole plan for the fake Optic House. Whenever we thought everything was going under, we were going to be Old Guard. Yeah, I had
remember?
A whole. I had a whole fucking
old guard
Patreon thing, but that ended up not
we should have clutched up with that.
I've got a
I don't
present.
Think people gave a shit.
We got a present for you for the set.
A present. What the fuck? How the fuck do you have this?
It was on eBay.
What? Yes. Oh my god, dude.
It was on eBay.
Bro, hold on, let me see. This is a real one too.
I believe
this is Cloud's actual shrunken. What size is this? This is a large?
It doesn't look like a large.
Yeah, no, it's been shrunk to shit. Fuck, dude. Cloud, don't tell me you're out here selling jerseys, man.
I don't think it was Cloud. I think.
I mean, how else?
I think someone found it.
I would kind of almost believe it though.
That it was Cloud.
Because Cloud has been like so far separated from it. And I don't know. I hope he's doing well. I haven't talked to him in so long, and like he was like my best friend in gaming for a while.
Yeah.
He was so good. Fucking dude, this is.
He was a coach for
amazing.
A little bit.
I almost want to. I mean, we can keep it here. But I almost want to like
reality check
frame it.
Reality check
put it
on
in
one
my
side.
Game room or something.
Oh yeah. Well, you can do it. It's a present for you. You can leave it here, or you can. Bring
how much
it
was
home.
This?
Like $40, something like that.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
This is so much. This is worth
but
so
it's
much.
It's worth so much more. That's
so
why I got it.
Fuck, man. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. So, if I don't know if anybody, I don't know how many audio listeners this gets. But it's a BTH Believe the Hype jersey,
an original BT and the actual jersey MLG would give us back in the day.
The sponsors on the sleeves are Dr. Pepper, Stride, Xbox 360, Old Spice, and Bungie. That's
what it says. Wow, that just made me happy.
Yeah, so
fuck,
that's that. Believe the
I
hype.
Need to find my jerseys.
BTH.
I think I can't remember if my mom like shipped them out to me or
like your BTH jerseys and your
need to find mine
Noble?
Get them framed or
did you have Noble jerseys or were you all in hoodies?
Dude, I don't even want to talk Noble. Did I was on Noble. They're not like a orc or anything anymore.
I don't know if they're
but
if
I was on Noble Black for like we were always I was always Believe the Hype literally
right,
2009
right.
2010 2011 12 13 14 15 I was always Believe the Hype because it's somehow I never really got dropped. Like it was always me manipulating
dropping.
My teammates that, yo, we should do this.
They haven't tweeted since 2021.
But Noble Black was like, yo, well, I think they were like, we'll pay for your flight hotel. And we're all broke as shit. We'll pay for your flight hotel and we'll give you like $200. So I was like, All right, we'll go with NB,
baby.
RIP with RIP BTH, we'll go with Noble Black. And then we did that for it was kind of just like I can't even remember if we like signed anything. I think we might have signed something, but it was just like a two. There was only two more events for the year.
Yeah.
And they knew we were going to like make it to Worlds back then. They knew we were going to make it to that. So they were like, fuck it, we'll pick them up. Just do like a two. It was basically like a 2 month contract. But then we get reality checked. I mean, that doesn't have to do with fucking anything, but get reality checked and then go to finals and we get third. And because we got third, people were like, damn, you guys are like fucking good together. And because this was weird. It was me, Aries, Arcanum, and APG. And like Aries and Arcanum.
That was when you guys
they
had
they aren't getting top three.
Is that when you guys had
like, they'd be getting like top 12, top eight.
You tied on Sanctuary like five times?
Yeah,
or some
like
shit?
We should have gotten second. Like we choked. We should have gotten top two. We weren't gonna win the event. I mean, maybe. I did it before.
Was it EG?
Yeah. Snipe down lethal Roy Lunch. But somehow, some way we got third. Impressed everyone. Noble's hype as shit. Like they think they have their like next, like, oh, we'll finally have like a team that'll like represent us. And then fuck, something's in my eye, something's in my throat. So Noble, I think after the finals when we got third, there's like a little bit of buzz. We had that huge crowd at the PAX event. They thought they'd have us or like we'd continue going with them. And then I don't know why I took – then I got the offer from Optic. And I don't really know why I took it. I think I was just like
–
I think I always respected status quo's teamwork, Ace, Enable – Flame, Assault. I never looked at them like the best players, but I always like respected their teamwork, and they always played consistently. They always played consistently, and it was like something I wanted to be a part of. But of course, I take the best player spot, Enable. So we didn't perform as good as I wanted whenever I switched over. But I got the offer from Optic, and I was kind of like,
did Enable leave or did he get dropped? Or
he switched to COD.
He went to COD.
So they had a spot open. I ended up joining them. I think I talked to my team and shit, and they were like, dude, no. But I was like, bro, this is kind of a career choice because it's Optic. Flame said I can move into the house. Like,
Without
asking Hex. I'm going to start vlogging. And it's weird because I've never done any of that. I was never into vlogging. Like, I just kind of fucking
fell into it.
I winged it completely.
Yeah.
But so when I decided to join Optic, Noble was like, no, you can't do that. You signed a contract. Like, you've already stated you're leaving, but your contract doesn't even end for, like, a few weeks. And, like, that's not allowed. So we need Hector to buy you out. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, the event's over. The contract's up.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get Hex to, like, buy me out for, like, $500. So it wasn't... Think of that back then, dude. Like, and even $500, I was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, because back then, now buyouts are $400,000 or something. But back then, even just the fact of them having the balls, like, the events are over, contract's over.
Yeah.
I don't care what it says on the actual contract, because I guess I technically left before the contract was up. Like I needed another week.
Yeah.
But like the season was over. So like the contract should be
up. And there was no Halo to be played for a year and a half.
Yeah, no Halo to be fucking played.
Because everyone's waiting for Halo 5 at the time and H2A is over, basically, right?
And they were trying to get Hex to like buy him out. And I just told Hex handle it, and I think Hex just like talked to them and they were like, all right, yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. But like ever since then, I've just had like a bad taste in my mouth about them.
About Noble.
Yeah.
Well, they're not around anymore. I already checked.
Yeah, well, hope they're doing all right. Hope Cloud's doing all right, man. I hope that wasn't him selling the jersey.
I don't think it was.
It actually makes me a little sad.
I don't think it was. Text him.
I have his number. But
I'm not going to text him.
Well, actually, I might text him a picture of the jersey.
Yeah, just text him a picture of the jersey.
Fuck, man. The good old days.
Yeah.
Back when all I would do was wake up, play Halo, and just like, I mean, I don't really have much to do now, but it just seems different. Dogs, girlfriend, drive here, do podcasts. do other random content, stream. Like back in the day, it was just, I don't do much now, but back then it just felt like you were so free to do whatever you want, man, and just take so much Adderall, stay up for days. It didn't matter. It just felt free, but I was also super depressed.
Yeah.
But the good old days of just like being in the Skype calls with Cloud, Clutch, Demon.
Skype calls.
Formal,
dude.
Lethal.
Dude, Skype used to be the shit.
We'd be in Skype calls till 4, 5, 6 a.m.
Skype was so unorganized too. Like Discord is so
people
organized.
People hacking your shit from Skype, getting your IP.
Exactly. Somebody joins, you don't know who it is, so everyone leaves.
Yeah, like, bro, God.
Skype really choked. Like, Discord came in and just swooped everything.
I don't even like Discord. I mean, it makes...
It's so, so organized. Weird. It's so organized, though.
It's so organized, but it's so organized. Like, I look at my channel, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? No, I just see all these hashtags.
Because there's
I see 10, 15 different rooms. No one's in any of them. Some are like max to 4 people. Some are locked. Some have permissions.
Yeah.
Like someone will join my Discord. I have to give them permissions. I'm like scrolling down roles. I have like 100 different roles. It's just like, I don't know. It's so complicated. But back in the day, it just used to be so simple, man. Just life in general. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Not to always... Don't want to promote the use of Addy, but there was something about it. Like I've really, especially since grinding Halo Infinite, and there's like this
dude.
There's a Cloud9 like 5K tourney this weekend. I'm just like, it would like fuck. It would. I'd be like, I want to play, but I don't want to play sober. Like dude, sitting there in between matches, sober.
I'm sitting there.
I miss the feeling of just being fucking locked and having that rush of and winning the game, making an upset. Fuck, I just don't have that anymore.
On my PC, and I'm downloading VODs for Vision, and as I'm not streaming and or anything, and as I'm downloading the VODs, I just see you sign on to play Halo, and I'm like, I wonder,
like 6, 7 p.m.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I guess he's live, and I check, and you're not live. And you're so like, then I sent you a, dude, get it together. And I'm like, look at us, man. You're playing Halo off stream. I'm
sober.
Doing Vision sober. I'm glad neither one of us have caved.
I mean, I just don't have a...
Plug. A choice. A choice.
I mean, I... just technically, I could always do it and just fucking like...
No, fuck that.
Like, I don't have to, obviously, I'm not going to have to be in here for a week. I could obviously go home today and do that, but...
Fuck that shit.
My girl would be pissed. I would go into zombie mode, and it would just, it's just not worth breaking, like, the streak.
Yeah, it's so bad, dude.
But I do think, like, in, like, 5, 10 years, one day I'm just going to, like, hopefully make a bunch of money, and I'm just going to be like, I'm going to take this month off. And I'm going to, it sounds so bad saying relapse. It sounds so bad saying relapse.
It's because it is bad.
But it's just me taking Adderall and playing Halo 3. It's not like I'm fucking.
Dude, Halo 3 is finally going to be dead in 5 years. Finally. After 20 years, no one is going to be playing Halo 3 anymore. Unless they re-release it.
Do you get...
For the Xbox 6, re-release of Halo 3.
Do you find dope anymore? Especially in video games? Like, I feel like I think I abused it so hard that it really did affect my brain in negative ways.
I haven't
possibly had... for life. I can't focus on anything. I feel like I can't read a book. If I try to read, I can't remember paragraphs. My memory seems fried. Like, I think it did some damage to me.
Oh, it for sure did damage to you.
Like,
it without a doubt did damage
to
you.
I think my brain is still healing, and I need to, like, find something to, like get into chess or something and, like, force myself to start reading or...
I haven't doped up when it comes to, like, competition in, like 2 years.
Like, bro...
Even playing the kickoff tournaments, like, I would try, But like when I'm game five, round 11, I'm not nervous, which is when I know that like, and it's not, I'm not nervous because I'm so locked. It's just like, you know,
that's how I feel. That's kind of how I feel playing Halo Infinite now. But I mean, like, I shouldn't be nervous just playing fucking matchmaking.
I mean, but rank, having like loving your rank.
I'm more like depressed when I'm playing.
Loving your rank is not something that, I don't think there's anything lame about that. Like, to, like, Blake and George are like obsessed with Val. Like, they're obsessed with their Valorant rank.
I wish.
And like, I mean, I'm super happy for them because that's dope. But like, I wish I had that. That's why I kind of want to get into chess too. Because I know I'm going to start so bad. I'm going to start as a 100.
Yeah.
And like, try to work my way up.
It's sort of fun starting.
Starting, like,
even when I
game.
Started playing Valorant, I hate the style. Like, I don't like SND. Like, I want respawn games.
Right.
But like Valorant starting off, it was like, I took like a month or two break of streaming, and then I've probably explained this before, just like every episode, just going over the same shit. But I took like a 2 month break from streaming or something, came back, like obviously subs are all the way down, and I was like, I'm not gonna worry about viewers. I'm not going to worry about subs. I want to find something, come turn on the stream, hang out with chat, and just enjoy my day every day. So I did that with Valorant. I was like, we're just going to get into Valorant. I started playing Valorant like 2 days in. Bose was like, yo, Bose already had it downloaded, which was fucking weird. Why does Bose have Valorant downloaded? And then like started playing with him. And at first, it's funny because you're so bad, but then you start making plays. Like, I imagine in chess, you'll be terrible, but then you're like, you'll win one game where you're like, like you'll get a little bit of dope.
Rook to 4-8.
Exactly. Yeah. But you'll find like a little bit of dope. And that sort of happened with Valorant. Like, it was fun starting off being so bad. Then eventually, you get sort of decent. Then you match better players. Then you start being on the top of your team. Then you get into shit talk fights with your teammates and you start raging. Then it starts getting serious and like me and Bose are actually trying to win. And it's just like it's a fun little journey, like starting something new. But then I reach a point, like I did that with this game Clash Royale on the phone. I started off and it was fun. I would win like 80% of my games. So it was fun. And then now I'm at a point where I've like, I mean, there might be a few people that play the game. But I have like 6,000 trophies.
It's like the most popular game on the phone.
Like, you get a match within one. If I hit start and then I'm like, I try to cancel it. It's like already, I just already have a game. It's so popular. But I started playing that randomly. And like I had my deck and I got used to my deck. But just as I got better and better and played better people, I had to like start making adjustments to my deck and using different champions and learning what different champions do and blah, 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 blah. And then now I'm at like 6,000 trophies and I'm still using the same deck, but I can't fucking win and all I do is lose now. So I'm just like, I need something new again and I don't know what. What's the other? Clash of Clans? I downloaded that and I was going to try that, but then I was like, no.
Dude.
But
Clash of Clans.
It's fun starting something
new. I think Clash of Clans changed everything for the phone.
It seems like the Clash of Clans is like...
That game's been going for 10
you
wanna years.
You want to update your building, it'll take 7 hours, or you can pay
$3. Oh, so good.
And dude, I can't...
You can't
like
wait
that,
7 hours?
That kills my buzz. Mm. I'm not like... I blow a lot of money on like stupid shit, but like I can't do that.
Yeah.
$3 just to, like... It just feels wrong.
Yeah.
The amount of kids that probably spend their parents like... Just have their mom's debit card on their game.
Yeah. But at least there is an option to not have to. Because microtransactions...
There is an option.
Microtransactions are one thing, but like Mystic, one of the guys I had on Around the Bar, he like blew up on Pokemon Go, but he started on Clash of Clans. And dude, apparently Clash of Clans YouTubes go insane. Because even to this day, and the game's like 10 years old. So like if there's that many people watching videos, I can't imagine how many people there are playing.
Yeah, I've like lost my attention span to even just watch. Like when you lay down at night, what do you do?
Recently, do you just hang out.
Movies?
No, I haven't watched. I mean, usually a YouTube video or two. and then I go to bed.
Like, I just can't fucking lock in. Like, I want, like, to find a TV show or something, but I just, like, stare at my phone and my brain just goes crazy. And I just want to, like, lock in on something, like, start The Wire and just actually enjoy the TV show. No.
Put your phone away.
Bro, there's only, like, one show I've actually watched, and it's Breaking Bad.
Put your phone away and watch The Wire.
It's so hard to put the phone away.
Just put it away. Just put it away.
Especially lately, since I tweaked my back, they gave me I guess I relapsed. I tweaked my back. They gave me painkillers and
what painkiller?
And a steroid. I think it's
like
called
prednisone,
like,
or a steroid shot.
They gave me two steroid shots. They gave me a steroid pill to take, and then a painkiller. They gave me prednisone and like cyclopazine or fucking something, but it almost gives me the Addy crash feel. Like, it, like, my sleep lately has been so bad.
Really?
Like, apparently it does affect people like that, to where, like, I don't know if it gives me focus, but it gives me like that Addy crash feeling, to where it's like, I'm not gonna sit there and binge a show. I'm scrolling on my phone like left and right. Dude, refreshing Twitter, reading this, and it made me, especially last night. And, like, yesterday was my last day taking them. But, like, it gave me that, like I didn't fall asleep till, like, 4 a.m.
I'm so surprised you made it here.
I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, you were trying to bait me into canceling.
I kind of was trying to bail, but, like, it's been, I'm not going to lie, I've been stressed lately. Fuck him. Tweaked the shit out of my back. My back was already tweaked, and then I played that softball game. That's why I struck out twice in slow pitch underhand softball, because my back was just...
Because your back was...
But I tweaked my back. The softball game...
It's all good. We still
the
won.
The one time we do... Not the one time we do something fun, but we finally... That like That's
so
what I love to do.
Fun. That shit was so fun.
I love
fun.
Getting everyone together, especially if like we did that. We're drinking and shit. Or I mean, we don't have to drink, but... Just like that, get everyone together and do something fun. Like, I love that shit. So I was just like, and I texted Jukin like 4 or 5 days before. I was like, hey, I tweaked my back. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to play. Like, I guess we'll wait and see. And he was just like, all right. And then the day of, it was the worst my back had been. It just got worse and worse day by day. And I was like, yo, I'm probably not going to be able to play today. Like, I'll show up and just like, stand there or something, because like I don't want you guys thinking I'm just like bailing on it. But when I get there and everyone's suited up and I'm suited up, I'm like, I like, this is gonna be fun. Like,
yeah,
I have to, like, let me just tighten my core, fucking take the, it's just one or two swings, like take the fucking pain, hopefully not have to run at all. And it was just so fun to do, but it like fucked my back. So right after that softball game, I went, or not right after, but the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, this is bad. I went to urgent care. I told them, I was like, yo, I got to go to urgent care. Like, I'm not going to be able to make content. And then they gave me muscle relaxer, steroid. And the steroid's been keeping me up. And obviously my back pain's been keeping me up. And it's like depressing not going to the gym. The junior's been sick, like not eating. Michelle's dog, which is like, I mean, it's practically my dog now. Milo's, first we were finding like these like warts all over his body, or like cysts.
Okay.
Just like these random bumps. And at first it started like, oh, you feel this bump? Oh, that's weird. And that was like a few months ago. And now it's like, bro, there's like 20 of them on him. So we like took him and like we, God knows what it could be. And we took him in. He had to get like them cut out. So he went under. And then we get him back. And then like suddenly his back legs aren't working. So we're having to like sort of carry him around. And it's like obviously hard for him to use the bathroom. He's crying all the time from like, we think he's in like random severe pain. And he's up all night. Michelle's like sleeping on the floor with him. Like, he's yelping like at night. Like, it's like, and it's so like, yeah, they are just animals. And like, it's not like it was like my dog that I got. I've had it for 10 years, but like, I've known that dog for like 2 years. And he's like such a like fun personality that it's just like, it really is just like stressful
Yeah.
Thinking the worst of like what could happen with him. Like his fucking legs haven't really been working. His back legs haven't really been working for like the past week. We've taken in like he got an X-ray. Michelle's taking him in today for an MRI. Like he's gotten put under like 3 times in the past 3 weeks.
Jeez, dude.
But it's just super fucking stressful. Like, especially at night. Like, I don't know what happens to him, but he just starts yelping and crying. And I don't know. It's just been so Michelle's fucking sad and crying. She's obviously overwhelmed. Like, I'm even like super sad about just thinking the worst. Like, what if something does happen and he's paralyzed? Or it's like, is he going to turn into like a fucking wheelchair dog where he has a fucking wheels on his back legs? Like, it's just like sad thinking about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've just been fucking stressed, sleeping terrible, and then the whole back thing. But it's crazy. I didn't think I would get attached. Dogs are crazy. Like, I didn't think I would get
attached to a dog again.
Yeah. Like, I try to look at the reality of things. Like, dog is just like a dumb animal. I don't want to say dumb animal, but just an animal. Everyone's going to die. Fuck it. Like, happens. But then when it's actually happening,
when it's
like,
your dog.
Yeah.
Because I thought the same
thing.
When
it's your dog and it's just like, little personality.
That
and
might
just,
be a
just
southern,
see them.
That might be like a southern family thing. Because like dogs, like when I was growing up, dogs were like, you know, there were farmhouse dogs and you kept them outside.
Michelle's dad is like, my dad would just take it out back, shoot it in the head.
Yeah.
just like to save money.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I remember like having explicit conversations I explicitly remember conversations like with my parents and them being like, oh yeah, like can you believe this person spent $1,700 like because their dog needed surgery.
Yeah.
Like you don't do that.
It's just different for some people.
And then like nowadays, like dog, if Mace
$20,000 surgery.
Yeah, I just spent fucking $3,000 on Mace because he got into my inhaler.
Yeah,
and so it's like it's so different. It's so different when it's your dog, but it's also a different time, I think. Because like I think there, I don't know, I don't know what it is, but like I think the older generation, especially in the South, was just like, what?
Yeah, it was
outside dogs.
Like it's outside, like the dog can't come in.
Like, what do you mean?
Our dogs are the complete. They're inside dogs.
The dog's sleeping
They'll
in the
out,
bed with me.
They sleep in the bed. Fucking hair everywhere.
Hair everywhere.
But it's like I've only known this dog for
2 years.
Like 2 years or some shit. And it's just like, I don't know. Just knowing his little personality is just. And then just seeing him in pain and shit, it's just fucking depressing. This episode of the Flycast is brought to you by VeraHeal. If you've been feeling a little achy and tense from your recent ranked grind, I know I am. VeraHeal.com is committed to helping you access the medical cannabis you need with ease. The VeraHeal platform is super simple to use. Just sign up, talk to a doctor, get approved, and that's pretty much it. Before you queue your next match, the MMJ card will be on its way, unlocking exclusive access to limitless resources and serious savings, all from the comfort of your home. Ready to get started? Visit VeriHeal.com/optic. That's VeriHeal.com/optic for $30 off your first medical cannabis card. VeriHeal.com makes relief easy.
Well, the hip-hop civil war has started.
What happened?
There are two sides. Future
Diddy or no Diddy?
Future Metro Boomin, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, Nav. They've all teamed up against Drizzy Drake.
Nav?
Apparently Nav.
Fake fuck?
Actually, I don't know which side Nav's on. I think it might be...
Nav's listening right now? He's like, what?
Yeah, Nav's listening. All right, so it came out a couple weeks ago, the Drake diss, and we haven't listened to it yet, or we haven't reacted to it yet.
Do you want to?
Can we play it? Can we play it?
Yeah,
well, you'll have to. I think Matt's editing this, but you'll have to cut. It's called Like That by Future.
Thank you, Jamie.
and we'll just like listen up to a part and then cut.
Okay.
Because I saw
pause it at certain bars.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, the beat. Top dog from around the world. These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't pull no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, aw.
Pause that.
Pause.
Is he calling Drake a goofy? Because he
there's a lot of goofies with a
check.
Because
Drake rocks Nike and he's
ooh. Ah, I didn't even think about that.
You want to know where I stand on
times.
This?
What?
Completely on Drake's side.
First of all,
I realize I'm a pure dick rider when it comes to Drake. Because now I'm sitting there, like I heard this, and I'm like talking to my stream about it, and I'm like, what? Kendrick comes out, like drops one decent verse in the past 5 years, like bro, like this is actually pathetic out of him. Like it's a decent. Like I actually find myself hating.
You can't hate harder than the Aiden Ross clip of him hearing it.
Wait, really,
dude? It's
that's funny.
I'm a Drake super fan, that was like the biggest hater clip I've ever seen in
really?
My life. He's listening completely stone faced to this verse, and I'm like, this verse is fucking good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Is good.
It doesn't matter how much of a Drake fan you are. The verse is good.
The verse is good. They've done it right. But immediately, my first reaction is defense. And it's just to like start. Put like I'm like, Metro didn't even make this beat. Kendrick ain't done shit in years. Drake's been killing it. All right, play this.
Wait, no. Don't play yet. First of all, don't pull a coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat is pure poetry. That's insane.
That's too much for me. And I don't know.
I know you're like that. I know you don't like a super in-depth or super like.
Yeah, even I can't even like, I can't calculate that.
Artistic
right now.
Bars. Don't pull a coffin out of your mouth. Like, don't talk shit that's going to get you killed. Don't pull a coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. So if you sneak diss me in a song, I'm too paranoid for that. I'll just get somebody to kill you. Like that's a lot into, and that's Kendrick's way of rapping, which is, I think it's super.
Did you see other people
poetic.
Breaking this down? And the comments were like, Kendrick's looking at this like,
oh,
like
dude.
He didn't even know he was
bro,
saying this.
Some people,
are breaking this down so hard that if Kendrick saw it, he'd be like,
some people
that's totally
dude,
what
there,
I meant.
There are TikToks that'll pull up and is like, here's how Kendrick spit a quadruple entendre. And I'm like, dude, you are you're reaching. But there's a lot of goofies with a check. Probably is a
100%
a double. All right. My temperament's bipolar. I choose violence. Like that's who writes that? My temperament's bipolar. I choose violence.
It makes it sound cool.
It does. The other one. I hope that sentiment symbolic is also like. I hope that sentiment's symbolic. My temperature is bipolar. I choose violence. That's an insane.
I haven't.
Those are insane
I haven't broken this down like you have because I'm that much of a hater, or I'm that much of a Drake stan that I like. Good. I kind of put this off. Like I heard it, and I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty good." Like also, I do really like the beat, even though Metro just literally stole it and didn't make the beat. And everyone's hyping Metro up like he fucking made it. He literally stole the. Like you can find literally this beat from like a I forget what song it was. But like from like 2000s, and he just added like a
bass,
like a, and like some
really
some extra stuff. But like the everything's the fucking same, and like mixed it up a little bit. But
one thing that before we keep going, one thing that I was because when you hear this, everyone's like obviously there's been Drake and Kendrick beef for like or like unspoken beef for like a decade now. Yeah. So like you kind of knew that one day this was coming, but then everyone is like, why is he coming at J. Cole? And then you see the breakdowns of J. Cole basically dissing Kendrick for like 4 years now. And I had no idea. He's been using
J. Cole might be the best out of the
three.
Dude,
if J. Cole ever like really, because there's like, we've seen Duppy from Drake, we've seen Back to Back, we've seen Charged Up, we've seen the fucking I forgot what Rick Ross song where he basically goes at Common for like 3 minutes. Like, we've seen Drake really like hone in on a diss track.
I want something to happen. I don't think he's going to.
If J. Cole did that. Because it was like, you don't want no smoke with Kendrick. That's because Kendrick's done this. He's done the control verse. He's done this verse. He's really gone at people. Drake's really gone at people. Pusha T's gone at people. Fucking.
Fuck Pusha T.
Jay-Z, Nas. Like, people go at people. But J. Cole, from my understanding, has never done that.
But it's also crazy that Future.
And Drake.
Drake and Future are like the GOAT combo. Yeah, of like making a song,
and they don't fuck with each other anymore.
Apparently, I don't know what it's over.
Have you listened to this album?
Probably a female.
Apparently, it's over a girl.
I kind of didn't really listen to the album.
Because you're a hater.
Because I'm that much of a hater.
The first song is Future. Is a Future Drake diss. Is a Drake diss from Future. The first song. Dude, the album is called "We Don't Trust You." I'm pretty sure that's about Drake. Like, they That'd don't like Drake at all, the two of them, which is fucking insane.
Well,
to
Metro's
me.
Thing was always, if y'all Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. Or Future said that, like,
that's
way back
true,
in the
that's
day.
True, that's so. True, that's true, but it's fucking crazy. All right, my temperament is bipolar, I choose violence. Up to this point, I'm like, all right, when is he gonna start?
Okay, let's get it.
Okay, and let's get it. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up. But can not be legit. No 40 water. So apparently that's a...
Is that a diss of 40?
I thought it was a 40 diss as well, but I don't think it's a 40.
No, 40 water is someone else, isn't it?
It's
something like that.
E-40 and Be Legit had a group together called Click.
Yeah.
And so...
Damn, you did your homework.
I would never have fucking known that. I don't know E-40. I don't know, like, old school rap.
Then
like
Kendrick
that.
Just...
But that's Kendrick's shit.
And then Kendrick just makes it known. He's not trying to hide with this shit.
Fuck like sneak dissing. First person shooter, I hope they came with 3 switches. Which I'm guessing is 3 guns, 3 switches for to make your gun automatic. But he wants 1-2. That's how I took it.
Okay.
I hope they came with 3 switches because it's more than just the 2 of them. I'm in this bitch too, but also I'm just better. I think that's what he's saying.
Okay.
This is first person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This man melt if I had 2. Got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. This tops lost too many. Okay, you can pause it. Diss Melly Mel if I had to. I had to look up who Melly Mel was. People are gonna be like, you're not
just
a real
some, like,
rap
old school.
Fan. Yeah, it's like old. He like is like the godfather. People are calling him the godfather of rap. Which
so
is
he don't
crazy.
Give a fuck who it is.
No,
is what he's saying. He don't give a fuck who it is. He'll
he doesn't
diss,
give a fuck.
He'll diss Melly Mel if he
if
has,
he has
he'll
to.
He'll diss the godfather of rap.
Did you see that Melly, young Melly? Who's the guy that's in jail? Melly,
The murderer.
Yeah, the murderer. He like posted. I can't believe
Something on my mind.
Yeah, murder on my mind.
Melly. What the fuck?
I can't remember his name.
Murder on my mind. Who is that?
But he posted, I can't believe Kendrick brought me into this beef. And people were like, it's not.
Wait, he really posted? Isn't he in jail?
Someone posted it on his account. Wait,
murder
maybe.
On my mind.
YM Melly. YM2K Melly.
YNW Melly.
YNW Melly.
Okay.
Lost too many soldiers not to play as safe. If he walks around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K.
Andre 3000 used to walk around with like is it the flute?
It's the flute.
Or did he used to walk around with like a cane thing for a fashion statement?
Oh, it is possible. It's possibly that too.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
This is one of those ones where people like dove into what J. Cole has a track called Stick. So people are like,
maybe it is about the flute.
I'm pretty sure it's about the flute.
No.
If they walk around with a stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Okay, we're good.
If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3-3. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom,
it's just big me.
I'm really like that, and your best work
I'm
is
really
a backpack.
Like that.
Nigga, Prince outlive my jack. Nigga, boom, for your dogs getting buried. That's a K-Wall.
Can you pause it?
He's calling himself Prince?
Yeah, so he's in the Mask Off remix. I've watched a lot of
Jesus.
In the Mask Off remix, he calls himself Prince. So he calls himself Prince in a lot of different tracks.
Oh.
And obviously Drake has called himself Michael Jackson or you know, has referred to himself as Mike, or he's going to beat Michael Jackson, or he's going to one up Michael Jackson.
It's like Drake and Michael Jackson as far.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do it on the Michael Jackson. Yeah. So he's just basically, and I think people are like saying, I think people have read into this like Prince is better than Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is more mainstream and all that. They're reading into that. But all I think he's saying is Michael Jackson died first.
Yeah.
Like, you will die before I will. I think that's
why
literally
are they talking murder.
I think that's literally all
please
he's saying.
Please don't kill each other.
Please don't kill each other.
I want peaceful rap beef.
That's a K with all these nines. He's going to see Pet Sematary. The way that he says fella bum after this shit is...
Bum.
I think it goes so hard. Yeah, you can play the last part.
That is kind of hard somehow.
It's so hard. First of all, I think Future should just do hooks from now on. Because this shit is hard. The hook is hard.
Dude, Future's 40 years old. Isn't that
really
crazy? I think literally 40 years old. And the fact that he can... if
no way.
There's not another 40-year-old on planet Earth that can like...
that can say...
17-year-olds are going to be listening to this like fucking vibing.
That is
like,
so true.
Like thinking this is the coolest shit, Future age. 40 years old. And to just have this much swag and delivery and...
wow.
Just the cadence and the flow and the...
And Drake's 37, right? 37, yeah. 38. Dude, it's all old. It's all old beef. I wonder how old... Kendrick's probably 36.
Is this whack?
Is this weird?
Nah, I don't think so.
He did say... $20,000 ring. I'll put my finger down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. But she's going to swallow. She's a goat. A 40-year-old saying that is weird.
Bro, what he raps about is, it should not, he's probably been rapping the same since he was 24.
I'll put a,
about
what is
the
it?
Same shit.
He says he's going to put an eight ball up her nose, it's going to make her pussy leak, and then he goes, that's weird.
He makes it, it's cool.
That's a weird thing to say when
it's
you're
cool
that old.
Cool to me, Future, do you?
But yeah, the Kendrick, I think the Kendrick verse is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay, with all these
it was
nines.
Like it was just perfect enough to like not be too much to be like, damn, like what?
Yeah, like
why
are you going so
this?
Hard?
Yeah, it was good enough, or it was perfectly formulated, and this is why they're the best. Perfectly formulated, and I feel like at a right time, to where like nothing else was really going on.
Yeah,
J. Cole had some jabs.
Definitely some
you
way
really
more jazz
Drake
than
and
I
Future
thought.
Together, and then suddenly,
bam,
Future and Metro Boomin and coming out with this song. And I heard the like leak of this song before it came out, and I thought it was just Metro and Future, and I was like, this beat sounds crazy.
When Travis Scott
Future
was
sounds,
like, play that
and
shit, play
yeah, and
that
Travis
shit.
Scott was fucking screaming yeah. about it, and I was like, oh, this song's about to go crazy. And then it comes out, and I hear the song, and it's playing, and then I hear Kendrick's on it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was
yeah.
very well
yeah, it was
thought
like-
out and put together perfectly. Just for it wasn't too much. This is something, I mean, Drake doesn't have to address it.
He will.
But it's enough. So yeah, like this is fun
Drake,
for Drake.
The thing with
I think this is fun for Drake.
there are two ways to look at it. Or there's a couple ways to look at it, but people are wondering why Drake, because Duppy was out immediately. Pusha T said some shit. Duppy was out immediately, like the next day.
Yeah.
And then
Duppy was crazy.
And then,
by the way,
yeah, it was. And then fucking Charged Up. Meek Mill went on and said, "Yo, Drake doesn't write his shit." Charged Up was out in like 3 hours. And
4 days later, back to back.
And then 4 days later, back to back.
Because Meek didn't respond.
Yeah.
Drake makes a song saying back to back. Like, fuck, I'll just put him out back to back.
Do another one.
No, you can't fuck with me in this.
And this comes out.
Meek fucking
he never responded to the
himself.
Drake never responded to the control verse. J. Cole.
I mean, you're not really going to do that.
J. Cole said he called Kendrick when the control verse came out and said, why? Yo, why? I just want to know why. Like, do you want me to respond? I will. But he was like, he just did it for competitive purposes. Yeah. Dude,
which
shot.
I feel like.
This is a shot at J. Cole.
I feel like the control verse, I feel like, was more like competitive rap and just to be like, y'all need to know I'm the best.
Because the way Tyler Mac Miller, like, you're not calling out Tyler the Creator and Mac Miller, RIP.
But this was definitely a little more personal. And I wonder why it is.
The
though.
Big three. It's just big me.
And I wonder what is it that makes it personal like that? Just like them thinking. Just on some competitive rap shit, or is there like some fake shit happen? Drake fucked over Future.
No, I bet you it's all because like Kendrick was on Take Care, and Take Care is the album that had all that controversy around it. Where like the Weeknd, he linked up with the Weeknd, and the Weeknd apparently wrote some of the songs or the hooks for some of the songs, and then. Kendrick was on that, and then Kendrick ever since then has kind of been talking like, you know, you don't write your shit and all that. I feel like it stemmed from like way back then, but I don't know. And then the Future shit is over a girl, and the Metro apparently, shit is over a girl apparently too.
So where does Drake go from here?
I don't think Drake's gonna respond, and the thing is I don't care if Drake responds. I want fucking J. Cole to respond.
Yeah, true.
But you know J. Cole's not going. If J. Cole came up with a diss track, it'd be like Gandhi boxing.
Fuck, man.
It would be like
J. Cole is so good.
Martin Luther King slapping someone.
And the thing
it'd
is,
be someone so peaceful doing something so
what's crazy is I think J. Cole usually, like, when I think of my favorite Drake, like, I'm thinking 2010 to like 2017. When I'm thinking favorite J. Cole, I'm almost thinking like the past 8 years.
Dude,
like
J.
up
Cole
until
is,
now.
Like, J. Cole's
Drake
like never
right now
stopped.
Is not my favorite Drake. J. Cole right now is still my favorite J. Cole.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like if J. Cole's on a feature, like
he's going to body it.
Bro, any type of feature, whether it's like a girly song.
Dude, J. Cole's
a Nicki
been
Minaj
bodying features.
Feature, fucking.
J. Cole has been bodying features forever. And I don't really, I don't know if it's like lame of me or like girly of me or pussy of me to think like, yo, if two people do a song together, I feel like that's not competitive. I feel like they're just doing a song together. Like the Renegade thing is like, I don't care. No one won that. It's just a Jay-Z and Eminem song. It's just a song they do together.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
But like so many people think like, yo, you can't have him on your song because he will body you on your song.
And even First Person Shooter, I'm like, J. Cole got that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like J. Cole definitely had the better verse on First Person Shooter. But
so
it doesn't look
though.
Like, it didn't
I don't
seem
think
like
Drake, is,
Drake wasn't
Drake,
like barred up. Like he's just First Person Shooter mode.
Like Drake was making the song. J. Cole was making the fucking verse you expect from
J. That's kind of what I was thinking. That's how I think about it. But people are super competitive in all this shit. And that's why I'm saying, like, on these J. Cole tracks where he's talking about Steppas, he's talking about, which is Kendrick's last album, he's talking about DNA being humble and not having good album sales or, like, using racial discrimination to sell your albums. Like, those are all things he said on Verses that aren't.
And
I never
peeped that until like these random YouTube videos,
random
like
TikToks.
Breaking shit down.
Dude, they are direct shots at
people
Kendrick.
People are hip hop heads.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
This is why I
wouldn't do
this
it myself.
This is why I can't make fun of Taylor Swift. This is why I can't make fun of Swifties. It's because they'll break down everything she said about all her exes.
What if? Ooh,
and people are like, this is so lame. And I'm like, well, I
Taylor's got bars and
I
shit.
I kind of do the same
like,
thing.
Swifty fans are like, yo, Taylor said this.
Well, see, if
like
if,
Triple Entendre, like
If Swifties came out and set and broke down Taylor's verses like that, people would get more respect from
that.
The
would
rap.
Actually be kind of funny.
Yo, instead of like, oh my God, can you believe it? Would be like, yo, she said this shit about John Mayer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fucking
that
funny.
That shit's hard.
She makes a song with Metro.
let's play
Metro's diss.
His verse right after this?
Yeah, the play Metro's verse.
Keep going. Just click play. Before you won't go, is you like that? You like niggas from the bottom really like that. If you like
that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. I do really like. Why can't I sit at my computer and come up with this shit?
You know he was in that beat shit like. Verse. Young dope, little selling dope, is you like that?
And then the scratches.
Kicking those, kicking in those, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows,
like, why? Why
like
couldn't
that?
You, like, so you're downstairs hard, and you hear my room upstairs in the scuff house, and you come up and I'm just
and you're like, what the fuck? Dude, you're fucking next up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit goes so hard.
Well, I'm still team Drake.
Yeah.
Just please. Drake's got to say. He doesn't, though.
I saw that.
Drake says nothing, I wouldn't care. When Drake was out, because I was a Meek fan. Lately, I don't know. A lot of stuff going on. But I was listening to Meek before Drake. Like, I was listening to Meek Mill Philadelphia street DVD freestyles
like
in 2007.
Yeah.
So when Meek blows up, like, I was like, this is a dude who, like, I was a fan of, and he was broke as shit while I was a fan of him doing mixtapes. Right. And, like, now he's multimillionaire. He blew the fuck up. He's one of the top names in hip-hop. Or in rap, whatever. And then he's throwing jabs at Drake. And then Drake disses him. And then Meek doesn't really respond. And then Drake disses him with back-to-back. And he still doesn't respond?
No, he responded after back-to-back.
Did he?
It just wasn't good. But then, dude, Meek put out a diss. Because
Meek almost seemed like he was like, not into it, like he don't even need to do that. And I'm sitting there like, you need to address this immediately, and you need to come harder than you've ever came. No Diddy.
No, well,
maybe Diddy.
Yeah, maybe Diddy
with Diddy. And he did not. And after, literally after that Drake shit, Drake and Meek, like, I haven't really been able to listen to Meek. Like, it just did,
really?
And I think it did something. Like, the whole culture, I think, kind of looks at him like a softy kind of clown. And it almost hurts to say, because I think he probably is a really good guy. Like, he did come from where he come from. He came from the bottom. But, like, the whole, I don't know, just Drake fucking destroyed him, and I felt like he didn't even try to, like, fight back, and it just, like, turned me off.
Dude,
of him.
So, Drake put out two diss tracks. Meek put out Drake kind of put out three, because Summer 16, the first half of Summer 16 is about that shit. I let the diss record chop. You were right below me, fella. Like, that's basically, and Meek put out a second diss track. I forgot the name of it. Can you look up, Meathead, can you look up diss track by Meek or Meek Mill Drake diss? And, dude, the shit goes crazy, but it was too late.
Really? I remember back-to-back, and then...
He put out something saying that Drake likes to pee on people or something. Is it Wanna Know?
Is it this?
No, it's not. Yes, yeah, it's that.
It's the Wanna Know Drake diss. The top video.
Wait, was it?
I have no idea. I don't even remember him responding. That's how, like, ineffective it may have been. Wait, someone said 25 seconds in hits different. What does 25 seconds say?
Oh, no, what'd he do?
Wait, play it again.
I really want to know if I'm putting it in.
If a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in, nigga still letting it fly like it's cool. I really want to know, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, Meek's been like,
maybe this isn't
Meek's
the one.
Been looked at like a clown, and it breaks my heart.
Maybe this is not the one.
I don't remember.
He put out something that was fucking fire, but he put it out when we were in the Scuff House. So it had to have been like 2016, a timeline.
Yeah, because I remember Back to Back was the 60-50.
Yeah, it was like the tweet, and then. It was the tweet, and then the fucking charged up.
Respect.
And then Back to Back, and then that came out. But I think he put out something else. I can't remember. It's been so long.
I just feel like it was so ineffective.
I did see another Aiden Ross clip because apparently he fucking knows everyone, and he was like, I know. I talked to a producer at a party who told me that Kendrick already has a full diss track ready.
I mean, I actually believe that.
So, like, maybe that's the reason Drake hasn't responded. It's because one of his friends was like, yo, by the way, if you respond to this, he's going to drop this.
I don't know if they look at it like that. I don't know, man.
I don't know. But also, I think it is like that. Because Drake apparently had another Pusha T diss.
But he was like, it's...
But Jay Prince told him not to put it out. And apparently, Jay
and
Prince
also,
can
bro,
kill
it's
people.
Fucking Pusha T. No one gives a fuck. Like, I'm not trying to hear a Pusha T diss, and neither is no one else.
I think that's what
the only people that wanted it were Pusha T fans. So, like, please let Pusha T be like kind of relevant right now.
You might be right, but this is Kendrick. It's not Pusha T. This is bigger than Meek Mill. Because Meek Mill, I think Meek versus Drake is like the biggest. Is like the biggest rivalry of our generation. It's because we haven't had a Jay-Z Nas. We haven't had two people that big.
I mean, we're about to have another one, I guess, with Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole.
Dude, that's why I want Cole to respond.
But
it seemed
weak. It seems kind of weird if it was like, I mean, it's obviously not going to be like Drake and J. Cole hopping on a song and dissing.
That would be so
that
lame.
Would, yeah, that would be whack
so
as fuck.
Lame.
Like a little 2v1.
Fuck that.
Kendrick would love that if that happened, like the amount of shit he could say, but I don't know, man. I don't know where Drake goes from here. I personally don't care if he responds. I would like for him to respond and come with some crazy shit. Honestly, I'm more looking forward to see if I don't think J. Cole's going to come out with something, and
I don't think so either. I think
he's going to come out with something, but it's just going to be some jabs.
Yeah.
And you're going to know he's talking about Kendrick, but it's not going to be like what Kendrick just did. And it's basically saying, like, listen, I'm acknowledging this right now. We all know who I'm talking about. They can't fuck with me. I don't think J. Cole is going to come out and like do anything like that. It'll just be like some more jabs.
But I want a back-to-back, like
J. Cole comes out with a back-to-back to where, like, I'm talking to you. This entire song is about you.
The thing with back-to-back is... I think like Drake had been hanging out with the fucking King of the Dot guys, and like they were, and he was, so, cause I think he goes on record and says that like, yo, he hasn't responded yet. I think he's either too scared or he's unprepared. So just attack him again. And that's when he did Back to Back. And like, that ain't your girl's tour. That ain't a world tour. It's your girl's tour. That's not what she means when she means you should open up more. Like that, those are battle rap bars.
Yeah.
And you know Meek Mill's not going to have battle rap bars. He has hype, trap, like house party bars. And so Drake was always going to win that, in my opinion.
Yeah,
unless Meek came out with some crazy hype shit, but that was never going to happen. Kendrick is different.
Kendrick does scare me a little bit.
Kendrick is not Meek Mill.
I don't want Kendrick to embarrass my king.
My king. So that's why I think I don't know. I don't think anyone's scared of each other in any of those situations. But that being said,
they got too much fucking money to even give a shit. But this might be. They have so much money that this is the only thing that really might get fucking
Kendrick
under him.
Fucking Lamar, dude. It's not. It's no one to. I mean, he took a break with his last album. It was very artistic. But like,
good Kendrick is fucking good.
It's that.
Can we play?
This
is gonna be random, and I'm kind of just gonna get off this topic. Can we play Ab Soul featuring Kendrick Lamar? I want this kind of Kendrick because I am up here just deriding Drake. Turn me up some.
Dude, this is so long ago.
Just go to like the middle of the video. Yeah, like a little more. Wait, a little before.
Dude, look how young he is.
Come now. Talk to the world. I'm about to come now. I've been a pro,
but now I'm profound. 13 years ago. Restraining from the doja. Imagine if I spoke, I'd probably come up with a quote. So heavy you'll forget every album you heard.
You heard from Hova.
Like dressed like a regular fucking Joe. Taking kids to school. A pool for the spit, dive in, I'm about to drool. You drown trying to backstroke on concepts that I wrote. I was a black sheep, but now I'm just a goat. And I'm about to helo, married to the game.
That's what I got on. Oh shit. I murdered it. My potholes is turbulence. I'm in the sky with it. When you listen to Kendrick, just turn
me up, son. I just love a soulful, like, just bars Kendrick. I don't know, because alright, you can pause it. Yeah, I was just being such a Drake dick rider. I just had to point out the fact that I do love me some Kendrick Lamar.
Dude, I think when Kendrick is going, he's like, dude, he's like fucking unbelievable.
Well, I guess only time will tell. Only time will tell. Maybe by the next Flycast.
Regardless, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I support all three of them. I just hope Drake.
I love Drake, and I've loved his. He's been my favorite artist for a very, very long time. That being said, if they keep going, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Fucking run that shit up.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the next. Well, I don't know. We'll see. This could take a minute. We don't know.
We'll never. I mean,
maybe next Flycast we'll know. Also, I think we're gonna try to get our top 10 Wayne verses.
I already have mine.
I have some in my head.
I got mine down.
But I'm like, these are my favorite.
That's what it should be.
I was like, if people hear some of these, they're gonna hear the like the audio shit. The beat ain't crazy.
Oh, you're
but it,
do
like it's
10,
like some old mixtape, shitty audio. You random 687 views on YouTube. Like, like it's not gonna be the most, I guess, popular shit. But we're gonna work on our Lil Wayne top tens as well. And bring that to you guys. But yeah, this is going to do it for today's episode. Episode 100. I don't even know. 105, 106, something like that. Thank you guys so much for watching. Until next time.
Gonna go edit vision now.
It's just going to go edit vision. Peace out. Oh, wait. Me dead. Play that outro music.